he agrees with the pace argument. That's why we need the virtue of courage. Number two, anti-fragility. Anti-fragility. He gets this idea from Nassim Taleb, if you've seen him, N-A-S-S-I-M-T-A-L-E-B, Nassim Taleb's book. Was that 2 years old? Anybody read that? 2 years old, I think. Anti-fragile, that's the name of the book. But Nassim Taleb argues for this idea of that our youth, primarily, and the statistics are deafening. We don't have time for it today. But sociologically, psychologically, and theologically, we don't have a lot of grit. It's another author writing about grit. And Nassim Taleb, our modern culture, we're taught to be anti-fragile. We're taught largely to be fragile. Everything is an affront to me. And there's an essence of, with all this change and disruption and creative destruction, the economists call it, that we need to exhibit the trait of being anti-fragile and have grit in the face of the change. So courage, anti-fragility. Number three, altruism. Altruism. A-L-T-R-U-S-I-M. Being altruistic. And he uses the virtues of empathy and service. Empathy and service to show why altruism is a virtue to be developed through our empathy and service to others. And I know I'm going fast. I'm sorry. I just want to fill out the outline. Fourthly, collaboration. The virtue of collaboration or community. Because he argues that community in technological language is platform. How many of you have seen, you know, you're familiar with Netflix, you're familiar with Uber, you're familiar with platforms? Well, now, seeping into the language, you'll hear this, a new entrepreneur will come up, this is the Netflix of blank. Or this is the Uber of blank. So platforms are becoming a way of communicating. New technologies. And the technology, it's not, Uber isn't necessarily about driving, it's about the platform that allowed the community to get together that the driving happens. It's the technological advance is the platform. It didn't invent cars, it didn't invent taxis. The platform brought people together. Think Netflix, think Uber, think Airbnb and others. The platform. So collaboration, understanding true collaboration in communities. And then finally, fifthly, creative freedom. And he argues from human anthropology, we are created in the image of God to be creative. To be creative. And so how do we exhibit our reason that sets us apart from the animals is to be flourishing in creative nature, creative work. If you remember back to January, if you were in my lecture, poor people, they should not be the object of our pity. They should be the subject of their own story. That quote, right? Poor people should, you know, we always make them the object. No, they're the subject, made in the image of a loving God to be co-creative with him and empowering people to be the subject of their story. And people that exhibit courage, anti-fragility, altruism, collaboration, and creative freedom, Richards argues, leads to an ultimate type or an ability to flourish in modern technological worlds. And I had a fun little story at the end, but I got to close. Let's pray. Lord, that was just a lot of information, but I come back to your words through the Apostle Paul and Peter that, Lord, you ask us, you show us, that you've given us through your grace the power to access the throne through Christ. And Lord, you tell us through the Holy Spirit in Romans that sometimes we don't even know how to pray, but you interpret our prayers. And Lord, through this prayer, I pray for these people here representing singles and marrieds and families and college students and older and younger. Lord, we represent the body of Christ here. And I pray you would give us the spirit of discernment, that we would imbibe and act on being men and women of courage, self-control, temperance, and justice, but that we would do it through the lens of faith, hope, and love. that we would love those around us, have hope in the future, hope in your coming, and hope in the promises, faith in the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, who we read about in the scriptures. God, give us spirit of courage in this time. In your name, amen.